For the past 4 years, two Northern Illinois University professors have gone into Illinois juvenile correctional facilities to provide sports activities. Recently, several incarcerated teenagers came to NIU to talk about their experience with the program. Peter Medlin reports.
Several times a week, a team of NIU graduate students led by Professors Zach Wall Alexander and Jen Jacobs bring physical activities to three juvenile justice youth centers in Northern Illinois. Wall Alexander and Jacobs teach in the school's Department of Kinesiology and Physical Education. The initiative is called Project Flex, and it stands for Fitness Leadership Experience. They play basketball and pickleball. They even offer boxing with the incarcerated youth. But the experiences are really what stands out to them. Emilio Rivera has been incarcerated for 4 years. He's still just 19 years old. And with Project Flex, he's also been able to visit NIU's campus a few times.
It just made me realize that there's more to the world and everything. And it was just like a good day. Like, we sat in Dr. J's class, and I feel like the four or five of us that was there from the facility raised our hand more than the students. So I'm like, wait a minute.
He says, like a lot of teenagers who've experienced incarceration, he's never pictured himself as someone who could go to college. Rivera says, you don't feel normal that often when you're in jail. College seems like something people do in movies. But it was eye-opening to walk around campus and see that he could fit in, just like any other 19-year-old studying in the student center or eating in the dining halls. Rivera's most recent trip to NIU was to talk about his experience in the program, along with other incarcerated and formerly incarcerated Project Flex participants at an event called Beyond the Ball, Reimagining the Role of Sport in Juvenile Justice. Deazi Scott is a 24-year-old musician from the South Side of Chicago. He's also formerly incarcerated and went through Project Flex.
Some of us may never been to college, may never step foot in one, but when you actually tour one and then you get the vibe and see what it's like, you might actually change your mindset and then give you something to work towards.
NIU has expanded Project Flex over the past few years. Since 2018, it's gone from just one graduate student working on the project to a group of 10. Zach Wall Alexander says they're at the youth facilities for 4 or 5 hours, sometimes 4 days a week. Most programs at the facility are only once a week, so Scott says the amount of time NIU grad students spend with the incarcerated youth really helps to build relationships and trust.
They treat you like an actual person. And they don't look at you as far as your situation or what you're going through. They respect your privacy. They respect your opinion.
Rico is also 19 and has been incarcerated for 4 years. He's in his last year now, which means he'll be getting out soon and maybe looking at colleges. His Project Flex friends really hope he'll choose to become a Husky at NIU. He spent the first year and a half at Project Flex standing off to the side, slowly getting to know people before he started actively participating. He says Project Flex members like Dr. Jacobs would come up and talk to him, remember his name every week, and show they actually cared. A lot of the activities at the project are based around communication skills. It's hard to win team sports without them, and they teach lessons that will help them with their everyday lives. But for Project Flex alum Malcolm Turner, it was also just nice to come and let go of the stress of being in jail, being locked up, and away from your family and your friends.
I looked at it like, man, I'm finna do this boxing, it's gonna blow off some steam. And it did. And I took that boxing and ran it, and it helped me become a better person.
Professor Zach Wall Alexander says he thinks Project Flex does make a positive impact on the outcomes of the youth that go through it.
The recidivism rate in the state of Illinois, about 93% of youth are returning to prison within 5 years. So for the youth that have kind of gone through our highest level of programming, which would be like those educational leadership retreats, we're finding about more than 50% of them are staying out of prison.
In the past 5 years, he says 25 people have reached that highest level. And he hopes they can expand too. He wants to bring Project Flex to the two youth centers they're not in and even replicate it in other states. A decade ago, 1,200 young people were locked up in youth centers in Illinois. Now that number is only around 100. And there's also a movement in Illinois aiming to get that number down to zero in favor of community investment. For the incarcerated youth like Emilio Rivera, Project Flex helps him, for the first time, feel excited about the possibilities of his future, his education, and what he can do with his life after he gets out.
I be thinking down to the small things like, am I going to run out the gates? Am I going to skip? Like, am I going to walk? How you supposed to feel in that moment? So like, and then just seeing my family and just like, just knowing like, we don't got somebody watching us. I'm home. It's back. We're back. Like,
and maybe with the help of Project Flex, a way forward. I'm Peter Medlin.